Which makes this the post show. Oh, I gotta stop this recording. This half recording that we've done. Let's see. Stop. You know, I never closed this window, so I wonder if it's gonna save.
Echo.
Echo, 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 echo. Epi. God. Ustream is such an effing piece of shit. Like, their boxes don't work. You can't edit anything. You can't change anything. I'm just gonna save it. What are we listening to?
Jailbreak.
I don't know what this is.
This is... Oh, wait. Thin Lizzy. Name of the band.
Who's got... Okay, who the dog? He's so good in that movie, man. You cannot discount how amazing he is. Yeah, everyone at the table is running Leopard except for Eli, who...
running Intel.
Is bad.
You can still run Leopard on
PowerPC. Yeah, no. And it got peed on.
That's like putting... Yeah, my laptop's been peed on.
Since when?
My cat peed. Well, he peed next
recently?
To it. recent enough that there's a slight hint of cat pee.
He's showing you my copy of Leopard, which he borrowed months ago.
I had to wait until I had the ability to back it up.
I actually paid for Leopard. Joel stole it.
I've got a legitimate Leopard disc. Came with the iMac. But it's two.
And how many copies of Leopard are you running now?
Shut up.
Three? Four?
They don't ask you for serial numbers. They must not care. All I'm saying.
I love that reasoning.
Why is the copy that came... Yeah, I think you can install up to three in one house. Why is the copy that came with this on two discs, though? I don't understand that. When that one... Maybe it's just not dual layer. Maybe it's just two shitty DVDs. Yeah. Anyway, this is Podcast After Dark. Hey, Eli, keep the music going.
Okay. I'll just put it on random. Yeah, let me...
Hey, E-Break.
E-Break. DJ E-Break.
Kick us some jams.
Oh, the story behind that, for the vault viewers, you after hour little minxes, you.
It's like dirty bunnies.
No, it's funny. It's funny because
saucy bitches.
E-Line and E-Lone came from the fact that we went to
Fuddruckers.
Josh and I went to Fuddruckers, and you know, it's like
they always fuck that shit up.
Can I take order? And you're like, can I get a number one with no tomato? They're like, you put tomato, what was that?
No, yeah, it's Fuddruckers, you get your own.
Yeah, and I know I fucked up, but I was like, oh, okay, well then fries and a drink. They're like, okay, name? And I was like, Eli. I think I said it almost Eli. I even took out my credit card and held it up to them.
Okay, you did not.
Well, I did from that point on. But then, so I did that.
And he's like, that would help if I could read.
Yeah. They're like, what?
Okay.
Your name is Visa? but no. So I get the receipt with the little buzzer Visa thing. But it was like, I guess the little buzzer thing wasn't working. And I look at the receipt, and on the bottom where it says name, it says E-Line. E-L-I-N-E. And I was like, what the fuck? And then Joe was with us.
E-Lone.
Joe.
Yeah.
J-O-E, Joe.
It was misspelled as Cho. And I was like, wonderful. What the fuck? So, yeah.
Well, because that's the place we went through. Because, like, we took Ted there one time. And they wrote They wrote up his name as Theed. T-H-E-E-D.
Like Fade, like from Planet of the Apes.
Like, I was like, what?
You know, we went to Walmart. It turns out the best thing you can put... if I had to travel with the Cintiq and I couldn't get it. I wasn't going to put it in a bag because it's got like 35 cables and like a box and like all kinds of shit.
Fine.
I go to Walmart.
Just going to bitch about it.
Try to keep it safe. Yeah, that's not really.
So I go to Walmart and they've got these laptop cases that I'm showing the video people here.
Those. I returned
For $10. It's a piece of shit, but it keeps things safe and it stretches. So we get up there with it and it didn't have a tag on it. And the guy goes, what is this? And we're like, it's a laptop sleeve. Well, what's that?
What does that mean?
How much was it? And I was like, I can go get another one, I guess, if you need to scan it. Just tell me how much it was. And I'm like, if I said like a dollar, would you type in a dollar? I said, it was $9.95. And what was it? It's a laptop sleeve. Okay. So we get our receipt, and there's like a hand-typed in thing at the bottom that says, Laptop sleeve.
Right.
$9.95.
Excellent.
Laptop sleeve.
You should have just been like $8.95.
Laptop sleeve.
$5.50.
$1.
Did you know that?
$1, Bob.
You go $1, Bob.
Did you know that help, I fall and I can't get up is registered? It's a registered, like.
Yeah, that's
a
trademark.
Yeah, I was watching the commercials, or I was watching. Watching something, and that came up, and they were like, I have one. And then they're talking about how, like, if you don't have it.
The beeper thing.
Yeah, the little beeper thing.
Life alert.
And they show, like, this outlet on a wall just catch on fire. And then they're like, and that's why you need one.
That's what old people are scared of.
Exactly.
Flames are going to, robots eat all their medicine.
Robots.
Robots.
Yeah.
That eat their meds.
Robots are strong because they have metal claws.
The fuck
are you getting
you
on
doing?
The floor?
Oh, maybe. Sleepy time for Josh.
Oh, my God. Hang on, let's just reposition the camera to where it's watching Josh sleep.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not sleeping. No,
actually, we don't want
to watch my back any of that. Just kind of hurting a little bit, so.
Hey, please buy some shirts, because we need better chairs.
Yeah,
what? We really do.
Look at this chair that Joel makes me sit in.
I wouldn't buy chairs.
Chair.
This is a fucking keyboard bench thing. This is what I do every podcast
in. You like that. You could give
that is true. I actually do like that. Hello, Internet. Hey, Eli, can you hand me my laptop down here?
Don't drop it off.
Then
his
I can't
stomach.
Watch the.
Oh,
can't
never
watch
mind.
The stream.
It's fine. You'll just have to give me a live update.
Oh God, it's Cloverfield happening.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Is this still recording?
Did you quit shaking?
No, it's just broadcasting.
Oh.
Anyway. Technically, I should have like a beer or something down here.
Oh, what are you doing?
You asked for that shit. Fucking mix in a workout every once in a while.
That is his workout.
What do you think I'm doing right now?
Oh, and by the way, don't move that much further because those headphones don't go any further. I'll just use your chair.
You were like kicking him for a second.
And it kicks my feet up. Give it a little stretch. And a bend. Dip my toe to the koozie, baby.
Everybody's still here. Nobody left. The podcast is over. Everyone's still here.
Yeah, dude, get fucking go buy a shirt, man.
Shut up. Don't berate these. If you're hearing this, you're either hanging out, which means you're cool, or you paid, so you're super cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
If
they bought shirts, I wouldn't be buying chairs. I'd be, again, paying the mortgage.
Whatever. God damn it. I'm going to have to bring all my shit from my place.
This is all your shit.
Yeah, it's true.
Everything we're podcasting on besides this microphone and my computer belongs to you, so.
I use my sound effects right now, but. People don't pay good money to hear sound effects.
Yeah, what do they pay good money for?
That's for the free show.
That's for the free people.
Yeah, that's for all the losers.
Yeah,
that
here we get
pay.
To listen to some Tom York.
No, wait, hang on. This is from Maroney Q. Joel, how much did the mixer and mics cost you guys? I bought my mic when I was still employed and I had disposable income. It was about $200. It's actually, for that price range, it's about as good of a mic as you can get for $200.
$200?
What?
Yeah.
Is that what you paid for that?
Yeah. Oh. 160, 169, I think.
Oh, dude, I thought you said
there is no expense spared when it comes to Joel listening to himself.
That's no, I talk. I walk around with this when there's no one here.
Yeah.
Honey, make me some toast.
Yes. Wife unit, prepare dinner.
Seriously, how many times have you gone to bed with it?
Whatever. Why do you think this mic shouldn't be $200?
No, I remember you telling. I thought I remember you saying it was about $100.
Oh, no.
Because then I asked, because I wanted to get this one.
No, this one's good.
And then I was like, well, how much did you spend? You were like, $100. I was like, okay, I'll go look.
You were thinking
this
about
was
something else.
$99.99.
No, you're talking shits now.
Yeah, okay. So if yours is 200.
This one was 170.
Okay, Joel, yours is like almost 200. Eli's is 100. Mine is like $12.
Why are you looking at boob pictures, Denise?
I'm just looking at Reddit.
Mine's like for karaoke. My mic.
It's a tattoo, actually, of Atlas lifting her boob. It's actually kind of funny.
That's pretty funny.
That doesn't make any sense.
Send
me a link.
Yeah, so the mic, my mic was 200, and mics are the kind of like, it's unfortunate. Mics are one of those things that actually the more money you spend, the better they are, which is sad but true. Eli provided the recording hardware, which is a ProSonus FirePod 8-channel sound card, FireWire sound card, and a headphone amp. And we record into a iMac.
Headphone amp was about $100. The FirePod was probably about
five or six.
It's about $450.
We use a little control panel thing for GarageBand. It's funny. It's like a piece of hardware that only works with GarageBand.
Actually, that's actually very useful because awesome. I use that at home.
I got it brand new, actually, so it was more like $150. That was like right when it came out. Actually, you had one first, though. But yeah, I like it a lot.
Mine was only $100 when I got mine.
Okay, then maybe mine was $100. I don't remember.
Yeah.
What is the name of that thing? The iControl something?
Yeah.
M-Audio iControl. M-Audio makes great products. I also have a little recorder, a 2-channel USB sound card that I've used in the past. You can podcast for about $200 or $300 if you have a computer, if that's not part of your expenses. Greg says, Joel, you haven't done an experiment video in a while. How are things going? I've been wanting to do one for the last several weeks. I wanted to do one to announce the donations, and I just put it off and never got around to it.
You should stop doing that. You should also put your website on your t-shirts.
You should suck it.
No.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about we need some little flyers to put on people's cars.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Because we saw this car.
I don't want you to spam people's cars.
No, I mean,
it was funny because, yeah, we were at the mall, and there was a car that I pulled up next to you, and it had, like, geek stickers all over the back. And I was like, that needs to be a listener.
Like, yeah, one of her stickers says, what was it? I believe in magical dragons and also that real good men exist. Something like that.
That's so weird.
Wow.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, she was probably like 600 pounds, but hey. She'd be a great listener.
That's not nice.
And I was like, I was frantically looking for a...
Okay, so they're still talking about the experiment here. Yeah, Dr. Pepper is mentioning that I would post about like problems I was having or times I lost money and whatnot. The reason I did that, though, is the purpose of the experiment is not just to promote what I'm doing, but like maybe to help other people that are trying to do the same thing. A few people have approached me and said, you know, I am trying to do the same thing, and this was helpful, so I kind of like doing it. I'm going to keep it up, but the sort of day-to-day life of making the comic and doing all this stuff has taken precedent over talking about it on videos. But yeah, I definitely want to keep it up, so... There will be more. I think when I launch the new store, I'm going to do one, which should hopefully be store this week and maybe video next week. And Greg's point is accurate. If you're trying to do this sort of thing, it's good to know where people have failed. Don't make the same mistakes they have. For instance, don't ever ship anything at a fucking shipping center. Don't go to Eagle Postal. Don't go to anything called like Zip It Postal or Postalman or Postal.com or whatever that isn't the goddamn USPS or UPS or FedEx, because they upcharge like a third of the shipping costs. It was like they charged me like $14 to ship something to the UK, which the post office only charged me $8. It was fucking ridiculous. So, just reading here. Don't watch the movie Postal either.
Oh, I watched Shoot 'Em Up. That was a complete disaster.
What is that?
About that.
Oh, was that like the super gun movie from like a couple years ago or
it
whatever?
Was,
it was last year.
Did you go with us to go see Resident Evil? There was one evening.
Did I trick you into seeing that piece of shit?
Yeah. Well, no, Jeffcoat.
Oh man,
I saw that.
I did it again, but whatever. I don't care.
Give a shit.
Oh, I'm not editing that part out.
Well, whatever.
Everyone knows.
The fact is, you can go to Gearbox and go to the talent page.
Blah, 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 blah.
Fucking all our shit's right there.
Sure.
But anyway, so we went to a movie, and I was like, I want to see Shoot 'Em Up. That looks pretty good. Clive Owen. And he's like, I already saw it. Let's watch Resident Evil. None of us have seen it. I was like, all right, whatever. And
Josh tried to tell me to watch fucking Hancock.
Oh.
Just trying to get a rise out of
him. I hate you. I said I saw it, and it wasn't that bad. I was entertained.
Well, we saw Wanted, and that was just a fucking train wreck.
Yeah, and Josh loved Wanted.
Wanted, I really liked. I don't know what the fuck bug crawled up your ass.
Josh's taste in movies are completely unreliable because he loves the best of movies and he loves the worst possible shit Hollywood has to offer.
I'm not moving my feet.
No. It's I like both extremes. That's how it goes. Because if you're just going to do it halfway, fuck you.
You love stuff that isn't bad enough to be funny. It's bad enough to be painful. And you're like, I would rather
die. That's what makes it funny.
I would rather die. Okay, so we're still getting more questions here. Greg asks, other than Colton, who else is attempting what you are? And then Dr. Pepper chimes in, a bunch of webcomic artists have made a living. Not a bunch, actually. Matter of fact, even some of the most famous webcomic artists still keep their day jobs. Way more than half of the most famous webcomic artists still have their day jobs. So, not a lot.
If you get your day job back, then we're going to have to cut back on podcasts.
If I get a day job back, there won't be any more podcasts. Yeah. There probably won't be that many comics either. I won't have time.
By shirts, people. Well, no, it's funny because the podcast is essentially our lunches that we're no longer having.
Right.
It's true.
This is actually the replacement. I only do this because you never eat with us anymore.
Yeah. And it's not because you're poor, even though you... I could go out and buy some shirts.
I am.
It's like, yeah, you got shit to do, so you can't drive all the way down there to meet up with us for lunch.
Well, it sucks because I used to work right over there, and so I could easily go, but it would take me like 40 minutes to get
actually,
to
no,
a...
Actually, no, you didn't work anywhere near where...
I worked halfway between several right places where we could eat.
He could always meet us for Luby's.
I worked equidistant. Well, yeah,
that is true.
Yeah.
Is that like the movie Equilibrium?
Yeah, Dr. Pepper brings up the list on Wikipedia of self-sufficient webcomics. It's not actually accurate. That thing's never been updated. A few people I know that are definitely making a living are Danielle Corsetto from girlswithslingshots.com, Scott Kurtz from PvP, who oddly enough makes most of his money through traditional book sales and advertising. He doesn't make much off t-shirts at all.
Interesting.
He said it was like 5% of his income. Dave Kellett from sheldoncomics.com does... Chris Straub from starslip.com is, but isn't off and on. And then you've got the bigger guys like Jeff Jocks from Questionable Content, Randall Monroe from XKCD, Meredith Grand from Octopus Pie might be. She wasn't recently. She was an animator for Assy McGee. I don't know if she's still doing that or not.
That makes her so awesome.
You'd like her comic. It's about nerds and stoners.
Does it feature an ass that looks like he was from Night Court?
No, that's on Assy McGee.
Oh. Because that's awesome.
PvP did not have a game, no. Penny Arcade had the game. PvP has a web series. Yeah. Just answering random questions on here as I see them.
Has anybody here played the PvP game? Because I actually
the reviews are 100% positive.
Yeah, I know. I was like very surprised.
But I don't like turn-based games.
Neither do I. That's the problem. I think I think if I didn't have to put up with the shitty combat, I would really enjoy the story of it.
You'd play it as a Penny Arcade fan probably and enjoy it just fine.
No, I have a very low tolerance for like awkward combat mechanics. I don't like.
Oh well, there's that.
What just happened?
Oh, I was reading stuff. Sorry.
Come back to us, Joel. You're running this whole thing.
I'm getting a bunch of comments and questions and whatnot. Everyone loves the Penny Arcade game, except like I couldn't play KOTOR because I do not play turn-based games.
See, that's one of the few times where I sucked it up and experienced one of the most wonderful games I've played in years.
You want to talk about making money on webcomics? Fucking Penny Arcade. Goddamn millionaires.
Who's Penny Arcade?
There's these guys.
Are they the ones that did that shirt?
Yeah. They're the ones that do Josh's wardrobe.
Yeah.
Those are those guys,
No, that's actually Venture Brothers now.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever read the Wikipedia on Venture Brothers?
No.
They got... it was supposed to be a comic book. It's a story he's been working on since 2000.
Oh, really?
And it was going to be a comic book, and then by the time he wrote it, it was too big for a comic, so he pitched animation to Comedy Central, who turned it down in like 4 years later is when Adult Swim picked it up, and the reason for the delay between season one and season two is Adult Swim would not give them a firm commitment on a second season, and they were ready to like begin drawing. The other problem, depressing. For Adult Swim with the Venture Brothers, it's a good thing that it's popular.
Because it's the most expensive thing they've ever done. It costs more than every other show they do combined.
It's 100% traditional animation. Even though it's done digitally, it's still drawn by hand.
Right.
And all of their other shows are like lift, elbow, scratch, head, easy mechanics that move around. Yeah, it's actually, I think it's all done with Maya, but...
Same difference. South Park's all done with Maya.
Yeah. It's funny, if you ever look at the wireframes for South Park, they're it is actually super, in 3D.
Super complex.
Yeah, but then they're like, and skin it with cardboard.
Yeah, and it's like shit. And they have to render it out. That's the sad part.
Ah, that's so...
I know.
Arceus doesn't like Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I used to.
You know what? Fuck you.
They had the same fate as C-Lab. They were amazing.
Yeah, but that amazing wasn't gonna last. That amazing wasn't gonna last forever. There's just no way.
Every time I turn it on,
the Nuge was on. Okay, that was awesome. Pretty good.
Every time I turn it on, I like chortle like once, but it's not enough to make me stick around to watch French fries talking to milkshakes.
But it's so short.
Dude, the Broodwitch episode.
Yeah,
Broodwitch was awesome. That's like one of the most beautiful 10-minute segments of television ever created.
You know, and what's odd is that
Sun-Dried Tomatoes.
Metalocalypse is only 10 minutes, but it feels like a full show to me.
I almost wonder if that has to be one of the more expensive ones, because they actually do have a lot of backgrounds.
They've got a lot of backgrounds, but you do those once and you use them 1,000 times.
They have like 4 frames of animation per character. And it's like hair up, hair to the side, hair down, hair to the other
side.
And
plus they reuse those. I mean, did you notice during the show how many times you saw Murderface doing the bass up?
Yeah.
I mean, they reuse that stuff. It's probably pretty economical once... The fact is they take longer on the art. They draw crazy backgrounds and props.
Well, because their art is way more intricate than pretty much anything else on Adult Swim.
What just happened? Who was running this show?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm getting direct messages on Ustream. Whatever. I don't know.
I will say somebody Styx just brought up Harvey Birdman being great, which I do have to agree with.
It was.
I've never seen one I didn't like, but I didn't watch very many of them.
I didn't either.
I followed that show. I waited for every single episode. It was wonderful. Stephen Colbert was on it. And I didn't know that at the time, but that was the reason I loved it. And then halfway through the last season, like, he quit because he was starting to do the Colbert Report full time, which made me sad.
So anonymous Ustreamer is asking, what underrated animated shows do you guys like? At the top of that list is Clone High. Yeah, always.
Let me just like make love to the mic.
Clone High. Yeah, go find that right now.
If you download a really awesome fan-made DVD for that on the internet, I made it, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
I still have all of the source art to prove it.
That I found.
That you were fucking mangling the shit out of.
I didn't know anything about digital art back then.
I taught Joel how to draw. That's not really true.
You know what I've got, actually?
I teach him how to use Photoshop.
This comic will not succeed because of that.
Do you know what I should put on the fucking vault? Do you remember when I showed you the Josh that I drew for no reason? The one holding the Xbox controller?
When was this?
It was the same year that you made that DVD. It was at my apartment in Louisville.
Oh, am I like sitting like Indian style
or
something?
No, you're standing up and you're wearing your cat. It looks just like 1996 Josh from the comic.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's that same image.
Yeah. Before I'd ever planned a comic, I drew me, him, and our friend Wes.
Yeah.
And I was like, this would make a decent comic. Oh, well, I'll never do that.
Yeah.
But
and then Wes left.
I drew him...
And I bought all his
in
stuff.
His pre...
That's true. For like $20.
In his pre-complete physical transformation stage. So he's got ratty hair, gigantic Coke bottle glasses.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Good times. We should actually go through and post on the vault photos of our various hijinks that still exist.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Every time we ever built anything...
I want to put all the projects on the Flickr account, but I never have.
All of them are on my Flickr.
It sucks because there's a whole range of photos from the arcade box that were destroyed when a hard drive died. So there is no building.
It's the first half of when it was still the Mule Box.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I've got that. I've got the Nintendo PC. I've got... do you have photos of your Xbox mod? We didn't take pictures of that, did we?
I didn't want to because you kept ruining it.
It looked beautiful when it was done, except you never... This was the best part.
Oh, God, I hated you so much for that.
Josh modded his Xbox and then did like a custom paint job and blah, blah, blah. I'm not even going to tell the story you think I'm going to tell. Then we rig... there was a mod online where you take like 18 LEDs and like poke them through metal as a reflector and then put that under your cleaned and clear dome on the top now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember this.
Okay, so we're like, fuck that. Let's go get one of those spiraling... case lights for modded cases from Fry's. Yeah,
it's already in a circle and it was the same size.
It was the perfect size. And so he mounts that. And the thing is, the Xbox, the original Xbox, only has one
Molex connector. That's for the hard drive inside.
So you daisy chain that off the same power supply, and that light kills the hard drive right in the middle of your game.
Right, yeah.
Like, enough to get into it. Like, 20 minutes into it, your hard drive dies.
It's just right on the edge of as much power as the power supply can deliver.
Okay, so somebody's asking what the fuck is going on. We are doing a post show for a podcast that is over, so there's even less structure than normal. That's it.
Wait, do we have structure normally?
There's four time zones in the U.S. to the person that asked that question. And there's a couple of weird places like Arizona.
That don't have a time zone.
Sometimes, yeah.
You have a time zone.
They do different ones.
So this was a shirt that I was going to submit to Threadless.
Uh-huh.
But I thought I could actually change it.
That's depressing.
But I was going to change this because it goes over the heart, obviously. But I was going to change that to geek. Actually, I thought that would work quite well.
It makes less sense when you say that.
Yeah. Vacancy actually has a point. It's depressing.
Oh, it should be a neon sign. Like a heart, like from a hotel.
Flashing.
Like a neon sign.
It could. Well, see, this one I was going to submit.
Aliens theme playing? Is that what that was?
It's kind of emo.
It's on fucking random.
Why are we talking about time zones? Where'd that come from?
And then that one. Actually, I could just change it to bacon. You could wear that shirt.
Oh, I never answered Greg's question, though, about how everything's going. I'll go into more detail, hopefully with a new video blog. But as of right now, I am 3 months into what was going to be, at the most, a six-month experiment. And
wait,
it's
3 months?
Don't you say? 3 months.
It
March 31st was the first day of real full-time webcomicdom.
Wow. I thought it had been like five or
June.
Six.
Oh no, it's been March, April May, June.
Three full months, yeah. and
a week. Well, I've been doing the comic for over a year, but I've been unemployed for 3 months.
Oh,
speaking of, let me just do a quick check here. Let's see,
still my favorite shirt.
I always wanted one of those.
I just never made it. I mean, I made one.
I know.
I made the prototype.
Yeah, one of my bosses was on here earlier. I didn't say anything.
Oh, weird.
One of my ex-employers was in the chat room earlier. I don't know why.
How did you know?
I just do.
You could feel it.
Oh yeah, the oppression. Arceus is asking about Sharksplosion. It's actually Sharksplode Studios is going to be the actual name of the commercial entity, but it turns out I didn't have to make that decision as fast as I thought I did. So I did finally decide on Sharksplode Studios, but I don't have to register it just yet. What's that? Let me see.
I can't see it. Along the lines of geekiest thing you've ever done, I made this shirt for episode
what?
3, maybe?
Oh, you're trying to show the internet? You can't see that. It's just a blue screen. It's not going to work.
It's working. Well, it'll take a second.
Oh, is this the Disco Stormtrooper? Yeah, it's not going to show up. It's just, it's all blue.
Oh, I turned off the light. Then.
Put that back where it goes.
No, more Cloverfield. Let's see.
It's a Disco Stormtrooper.
Let's see this video from
Josh's
perspective.
Dude, there's more people here now that we're done with the show. It always happens.
I think people are wandering in, like, randomly.
Yeah, and they're like, this isn't a very good show. They don't seem to have any structure.
Suck. You guys
it's just
suck.
Balls.
Oh, yeah, because one time I was on Ustream and they just had a row of videos on the bottom that you could just click on.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, fuck it. So I just clicked on one. It's like some dude just like staring at a monitor. You can just see the
webcam. Dr. Pepper says it's Ustream people looking for a show to watch.
Well, hey, let's give him a show.
He means you, Denise.
A question from an anonymous Ustreamer asking why the girl doesn't talk.
I don't know why the girl doesn't talk.
God, we don't allow her to talk.
Well, women.
I'm not here
generally
for that.
Right. Allowed to. So.
Is it are the 2/3? Is that the ratio?
Just saying.
What's the number?
5/8.
Is 5/8?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a little bit less than 2/3.
See, they're begging for you to participate.
I don't know what to say.
They love you.
What?
They want to be your online friend. Do you want them to Facebook you?
They want to be your MySpace friend.
No.
Do you want them to Facebook you?
That's all right.
Are you sure?
That is illegal in most states.
Facebook
I think.
You so hard. Facebook you up sideways. Oh my god.
I'm tired.
Yeah, we're probably just about done here.
It's midnight. Oh, why? It's fucking midnight. I was supposed to do work shit tonight.
This is a weekend, right?
Oh, whatever.
Burn in hell.
I busted my ass today. I built a store today.
Wait, are we talking about the shed again?
No. You would think
he's like
signing
tacos
up
on the front
you
lawn.
Would think signing up for a Yahoo store would be like easy. It ain't, because they give you shit when you're done. They're like, all right, cool, you're done, we've got your money, here's some bullshit, fix it.
Sweet.
And I spent like 4 hours fixing it. It sucked, but it looks pretty cool.
Nickman is asking what's under your laptop, that cooler thing or something.
It's Nickman, if you've never held a MacBook Pro with an Intel processor, it's about what 700 Kelvin?
Right.
Glowy.
Okay,
it will burn through your
lap. There's a little utility that you can run that fixes that Joel refuses to run.
I've been running it since the day it came out.
Oh, never
SMC mind. Fan control.
Oh, is that something that I put on your laptop one day and
nope.
It was like, hey, you
something
should be
I
doing
did.
This or...
It yeah. burned through Iron Man's lap.
I mean, my laptop is only going at 160 degrees right now, so that's fine, right?
It's not that it's hotter than other laptops. It's that it has less room for air to leave, and it's made of metal, and most laptops aren't. And plastic's a better insulator.
I learned something today.
So it's
I think we all
fucking
that's
blistering.
Actually,
that's why yours isn't as bad.
That actually means that more heat is leaving, which is actually better.
I like
that's true. It's conducting. I'm saying that wrong. Plastic's a better insulator. Heat's a better conductor.
Right.
And heat is conducting heat away into your legs.
Yeah.
Seriously, when I would sit with this thing in my lap, I'd be wearing jeans.
I'd be
technology marches on. I'd be wearing jeans, and I'd be like, God damn it, it's hot in here. I'm like sweating. And then I'm like, oh, it's the fucking laptop.
Right.
So anyway.
I like mine.
Yeah, yours doesn't.
Mine's just warm.
Fry eggs. They actually fried an egg on the bottom of one of these when they first came out. They flipped one over and threw a fucking egg on it. It fried right up.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Wonderful.
And ruined it forever. Are we done?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Are we?
Oh, you tell us.
You streamers, you got anything
it's
else?
It's midnight. I'm tired.
Yeah, it's like we're winding
down.
And
I was supposed to do work tonight.
Whatever. Again.
Can I? Seriously, you wouldn't have done any work at home. There's no fucking way.
I'd have.
I know what it means.
I would, too.
There's a computer there.
I know what a work is. I've seen one.
My computer's still at Rick's. I gotta go get
it. Oh, yeah. You better get
that. You gotta rent a low boy?
What?
You gotta rent a fucking U-Haul to get it home?
Nice.
It barely fit in the Mini.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah. I was
part.
Gonna ask. How
they really barely fit.
The seats in his car are still folded down and, like, desperately trying to make room for something that was clearly
so
too big for.
Hey, do you have decals on your Mini? Like stripes?
No.
Okay, so we did. And
but yours already came like that, right?
No, the guy that we bought it from did it.
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, so the guy, so a long time ago, somebody hit Emily's front hood and dented it. And the whole hood had to be repainted, so they took the things off that left them on the back. We're like, this looks dumb. So we took the ones off the back. The sticky shit never comes off.
No.
We've used everything. We've used every product known to man.
No, those things are pretty much fucking permanent.
Yeah. So, like, don't.
No,
yeah.
I knew that. And I don't have them. Because they were immediately like...
Oh, Arceus, go watch Anthony Bourdain. We don't have any we don't have any entertainment value for you. All right, so this is the end. Hijinks Ensue number 20 podcast post show. Thanks for hanging out. If you're hearing this, it means you're cool. It means you were either hanging out way past when the show was over.
Go to bed.
Or you donated at vault.hijinksensue.com. Either way, I appreciate it. Thank you for your online friendship, internet. You make my cold heart warm.
My name is Dr. Henry Gillinger.
And this is my magical brother bag. Guy from Labyrinth just turned into a bird.
I want to make love to that cartoon so hard.
Dude, you've got to go watch the new one. So good.
I'm going to watch it when I get home tonight instead of working.
All right.
Like I'm supposed to.
Later, guys.
That's what you call work.
Shut up. I'm killing the stream. It's over.
I have layout sketches to do.
Peace. You can't sketch anything. Now the post show.
That's just you by yourself.
Yeah, that's just me going, what's wrong with my life? What have I done? What am I doing? Just a slow descent into madness. Right.
But as long as there's people still in the room to listen, you know, then you'll be there for them.
There's still 24 people chatting.
It's like the second encore.
All right. Later.
Adios. Chochas.